really do some real low-tech service today, but... I think he's recording it, so we don't hear it in here. Okay, so... yeah, so it's going to be a good day. I think it's going to be awesome. I love simplicity. So I was actually kind of excited about having the power out today because then it's just us and God and then nothing else in between us. So we're blessed. We do have worship. But I just want to encourage everybody. This is a different Sunday, isn't it? It's different. The reason we're in this room is to celebrate that together we finally finished this whole room. We started this maybe late last year or... I know in the wintertime, then Corona hit and things kind of slowed down. So we finally got it completely done. We just want to come in and celebrate because all of us together did this room. I know some people worked really hard at it and did a lot of stuff, but I'm pretty sure all of us had a hand in updating this room. And I'm really proud of it. I'm excited to use it. I want to bring the community into this. I want to find ways to use this room more and then almost use this as our standard as we go out into the other areas of this church to update things. So the children's church room is done, a new ceiling, new lights. The paint job looks great. That place is awesome. This place got new ceiling, new lights, new paint job. This place is awesome. The next place we're going to be targeting is the sanctuary. So our desire right now is to put up some sound panels in there, maybe do some painting, just really update it. We're not going to put a $100,000 sound system in, anything like that, which I'm guessing you guys already knew anyway. But I think we can do things in that to try to cut down on some of the acoustic difficulties we have in there with all the hard surfaces. So just so you guys know what's going on. So today is a celebration of all our hard work, our family's work in this room. So that's why we're in here today. So there's special cookies up here. Everybody that's here, we got coffee, tea, water, whatever you want. But if you want to grab one of these cups and take it home, that's awesome. We just washed all these cups out and just want to, you know, try to make today a little bit of a celebration and try to bless everybody that's here today. So I think that's it. There's water up here. I just want to encourage us again. I know I already said this, but I just want to encourage us. Let's try to really open our hearts up to God while we're in here worshiping. It's a little bit different format. We'll be reading like this instead of looking up, and let's just really open our hearts up to God and really touch heaven today as we're worshiping. Amen? Well, let me start us off with some prayer. Father, I just thank you so much for every person here. Lord, there's something in me that likes it when things are different, when things are challenging. And today, Lord, as we're over here, first time ever to do a service here and the power goes out, it was challenging, but just watching people step up to it, handle what needs to be handled, and then the power came on anyways. Lord, today, as we kind of set this room off for your purposes and plans, we pray that today's service, the first service in this finished room, would set the standard. We ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that every person here today would be touched by your Holy Spirit, that our hearts would be renewed in faith, that we would just be washed clean of all the worry and apprehension and the strife that the world tries to pile on us. Would you wash us, revive us, restore us, and bring us close to yourself, Lord. Speak to us spirit to spirit in this place today. Thank you, God, for all the hard work that went into this room. And thank you, God, for all that you're going to do in every single service, every single meeting, every gathering that happens in this room now, Lord. We call it the gathering place. Would you fulfill that now, I ask? In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. All right, if we want to stand up and have the worship team come on up. Well, Heavenly Father, there's so much truth in these simple words we just sang. There's so much truth in it, Lord. That's our desire right now. This is our heart. As we're focused on you, Lord, we just want you to know what we know. There is nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. We have to keep repeating it. Lord, there's just nothing, nothing that's better than you. Thank you, God, for every single person here in this room. Lord, as we're worshiping, I just couldn't help but thank you again for the privilege to be in a room full of people that love me, that have adopted me into their family. Lord, we belong to each other. And there's nothing else on this planet that I've ever seen that compares to the body of Christ. And numbers go up and numbers go down and visitors and all the other stuff. But, Father, the bottom line is I belong here with these people. And there's nothing like it. Worshiping you wholeheartedly in a room full of people that love you and love me. And I just thank you, God. You get all the credit and all the glory for all the good in our lives. There is nothing better than you. Thank you so much, God. As we get in your word today, Lord, I pray that you continue to speak to each one of us, to fill up our hearts, to mend our hearts, to stir up our hearts. Lord, you know what every single person here needs. If we filled it out, very detailed piece of paper, everyone would be different. And so, Lord, I pray that you would look in our hearts and that you'd fill us up and you'd touch us right where we need it the most. Only you can do it, God. Only you can do it. So as I'm preaching and doing my part, Lord, I pray that you do the important part. You do the supernatural part, the kingdom part, the God part. And touch and strengthen and encourage your people, Lord. I ask this in the mighty name, the one and only risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Go ahead and be seated, everyone. That was awesome. Thank you, worship team. Man. Never know that was your first time doing that here. So if I could have everybody get ready to take the offering, we'll pass the buckets through. I'm going to pray a blessing on the offering right now before we go any further. Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you again. Everything we have is a gift from you. Everything that we own has come from your hand. And so, Lord, this morning, when we give tithes and offerings, Lord, it's just a way for us to say thank you. We know that without you, we don't even have the strength or ability to make money, let alone to be able to manage it well so we can prosper. So, Lord, thank you for giving us the strength to make money. Thank you for blessing us with that money. And thank you, Lord, for wisdom and discernment and strategies to be effective and fruitful in spending that money. Lord, we praise you and we exalt you. And, Lord, I pray, as pastor of this church, I'm asking you to bless every single person that gave to you today. Would you bless them? Exceed their hopes and dreams, Lord. Would you please do this? Your word says that if we'll tithe to you, that you'll pour out a blessing that our barns can't even hang on to it. We can stuff it everywhere we can stuff it, and we're still going to have to give some of it away. So please, Lord, make that a reality in the tithers of this church, in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So I have two announcements today. We're still doing the Thursdays at 6 o'clock. So if you can make it, just come on in, grab something to eat, whatever you like, whatever your favorite is. We usually just sit right out here and kind of gather up, and we share a meal and chit-chat for a while, and then I'll share a few verses, and then we pray together. And, you know, we pray for each other and each other's needs and things going on. So it's just really a good time, and I think it's a great time, especially in this corona season. I don't know what else to call it. No, that doesn't mean a Mexican beer sitting on the beach. During this time, I just think Thursdays are a great chance to invite our friends and relatives, coworkers, people that are kind of, you know, being tossed around with all the fear that's getting bandied about now and all the stress and all the animosity and all the junk out there. This is like Ghoul. If you ever played tag as a kid, you know that you could run in, and if you had your hand on Ghoul, they couldn't tap you. And so Thursday nights can be Ghoul for a lot of people in our lives. Just bring them in, treat them to whatever you're having, McDonald's or pizza or sandwich from home, And then, you know, let's take a chance. If they come, please introduce me to them. And then I like to pray for them and just believe that coming into the house of God and the family of God, that God will do something in their lives. Amen? Amen. So we have a great opportunity. So the other announcement is 2 weeks from today, July 16th, we're going to have CPR training right here at church. For anybody that's interested, anybody that wants it, the charge is free. Now, usually you have to pay for these classes. So Alex Bowman is actually qualified to do these training and certified people have gone through the training. So he's going to be doing it just to bless our church. So it's going to start right after church on Sunday, 2 weeks from now. That's July 16th. And I'm not sure how long it's going to last. Yes, we're in August. Thank you. Yeah, so it won't be a year from now. It'll be 2 weeks from now. Thank you, Lois. So he says sometimes this takes up to 4 hours, but it depends on the questions and stuff. But I still think it's really worth it. Just take an afternoon, especially if you're in children's ministry or if you feel like you're going to be in youth group when youth group comes back around, or if you just want to have that training and be available, because I just think it's some really good basic skills to be able to have to carry with you to the grocery store or when you're talking to your neighbor. You never know when you might need this stuff. So 2 weeks from now, on August 16th, CPR training. So if you're interested, could you please text or call Alex? Just let him know what's going on. If you have any questions, talk to him so he has some idea about headcount. So lunch will be provided, so we'll get done with service on that Sunday, have some fellowship time, then we'll go into that meeting, into that training. So I think that's it. Again, that's August 16th. All right. So as you guys all know, I've been sharing out of Revelation quite a bit. And if you're like me, Revelation can be challenging to me. When Jesus tells every single church, hey, that's great, you're doing this good, you're doing that good, keep this up, but I have a problem with you. And then he has like two or three or four things. And some of those things in every church it seems like I need to work on. So even while I'm preaching to you guys about these things, I'm kind of challenging myself. So today's going to be totally different. I'm going to preach from my phone, not on my phone. I told Lois I don't need a stand because I'm going to preach on my phone. But I don't think that's a good way of doing it. So I'm going to preach from my phone. And I'm going to try to encourage, exhort, and challenge us today with something very simple that all of us can do. And that's evangelism. Nope. I'm hoping to bring a message that will actually encourage us to evangelize. And so that's part of why I'm doing it with my phone. So if you have your Bible with you or a cell phone that's got the Bible on it or a tablet or whatever you got, if you could turn to me a very favorite, well-known verse. Jeremiah 29, we're going to start with verse 11. Looks like we're ready. So Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And we all know that one very well. Look at these next couple of verses. They're absolute amazing promises. God says he's going to send his thoughts towards us to give us a future and hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I'll listen to you. Wow. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Wow. I mean, for me, I love those promises, especially as a new Christian coming out of all the junk that I came out of. I love the promises where God said, if you'll do this, I'll respond. If you do that, I'll respond. God says that if I seek him, I'll find him. That's his promise. If we'll seek God, we'll find him. And so have you ever been like in a conversation with someone that is not a believer, and you're trying to think of a way to relate to them, to explain your salvation, your born-again experience with someone that really, I mean, you're trying to talk to them, you can see it's just going like kind of going over their head. So today I'm going to use my cell phone as an illustration example for all of us to be able to bring the gospel into a conversation with someone that looks like they don't get it. So hopefully this will help us to have some ideas of how we can do that. So I think a simple way to try to explain my relationship with God is I can liken it to a cell phone. And if you've had more than one cell phone, usually if you're like me, I won't even use Lois because Lois is the extreme. Like, she had a gas-powered cell phone before she came to this one. But usually, the only reason I move into new technology is because they quit updating the one I had. So stuff quits working. So then I have to go and get this new one. And so when you get a new cell phone, it's really cool because, like, it has the new things on it that it can do. And then the other stuff it used to do, it does better. And so when we come to Christ, it's kind of like getting a new cell phone, getting the upgrade at least, because I did function on some levels, but some of the things that God actually created me with, they weren't even turned on yet because I was so lost. And so I want to try to encourage us to be thinking, you're talking to a friend, a coworker, a relative, or a neighbor, and it's like, you know, it's kind of like with a cell phone. You got a cell phone? Yeah, you got a cell phone. Do you remember when you got that update? Or you know when you got upgraded to the new phone? It's kind of like getting born again. And I think it gives us a platform how we can talk to them about some of these things. I love how this verse starts. If you can look in your Bibles, Jeremiah 29:11. This is where it all starts. Because we don't first hear God after we're saved. The lost hear God. That's the only way you can get saved, is to have something. I know our spirits are dead. I know it's all grace and mercy. But until God stirs something in you and you realize God's real and he loves you and he's going to forgive you if you put faith in his son, until you get that, nothing else changes. But once you get that, oh, I want to change. What, Lord, I want to seek you. How do I find you? How do I get more of this thing? And so it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." His thoughts are towards us. In the very beginning, I don't care how bad, how far out you think your friend or your neighbor is, it's like, oh, these guys are a million miles away from God. God's thoughts are still towards that person. God is moving towards that person. So you can tell someone, you can just start out by saying, you know, right now God's looking for you. God's thoughts are good thoughts coming towards you right now. He wants to give you an upgrade. He wants to bring you into a place you've never been before. He wants to fulfill his purposes in your life. He wants to give you a future full of hope. I think that's a pretty powerful message right now. With all the junk going on, the future seems a little shaky in human terms right now, right? What are we going to hope in? We got an election coming up. We got this corona thing going on. We got economy. We got plenty of stuff that people can lose hope in. But God. But God. God says, look, I got some good intentions towards you. I'm thinking about you. I'm coming towards you to give you a future full of hope. People need to hear that so much. He comes towards us. I think that's the biggest thing. Sometimes I've heard in different discussions where people almost think like God's sitting in his ivory tower and you have to make this quest. And if somehow you jump all these hurdles and you get through all the locks and you get to the right place, maybe he'll listen to you. But first you got to do all this stuff so that you can talk to God. It's like God is literally right here. He's waiting for you to call out to God. He's waiting for us. We just did it in worship. But he's waiting for the lost too. His son died for the whole world, not just the church. He died for us before we were the church. And he died for all of them that are out there. So it's like, you want your cell phone? Let me see that cell phone. Oh, man, this thing doesn't even do it. Hold on a second. Let's try to do an upgrade. Let's do a hard set reboot. Let's see what we can get. Nope, that isn't. I think you need a whole new phone, man. This thing's a piece of junk. It's a brick. It's a paperweight. Throw it away. But once God gets a hold of you and everything works right, holy kamunga. The Holy Spirit shows us this new plan with all the features of the contract. God's contract's an awesome contract. All we have to do is have faith in Christ. We keep our faith in Christ, which then makes us want to live different ways. Sure, absolutely. But the requisite on our side, the payments that have to be sent in, have to be paid, is our faith in Jesus Christ. If we do that, God guarantees everything else in this eternal plan. You'll never have to get another upgrade with the salvational plan. Amen? Come on. The old plan, I'm speaking for myself. See if any of this stuff echoes with you. And, you know, I just want to encourage you to dial this in for you and the person you're going to talk to. But just try to use technology, a cell phone, tablet, whatever it is, cable. But just try to come up with a way that we can talk to people that don't know any Christianese, that don't know any verses, don't know church. All they know is their track record and how God's probably not real excited about them and how they've been living. I remember being there. So that's where they're at. So we can come to them and go, hey, you know what? You're still on the old plan. It's really spotty coverage at best. At best. Ask someone that's lost, someone that doesn't go to church, someone that doesn't think they're born again, ask them if it ever feels like God's listening to their prayers. At best, they might say, once in a while. I think most of them are going to go, no, I don't pray. It's like, well, this new plan, you can seek him, and he guarantees he'll find you. It's worldwide eternal coverage. It's a great plan. Let's see what else. The old plan, spotty coverage, very limited features, and the battery dies quickly. The new plan, this battery just don't die. The new upgrade, there's new features like, you get total forgiveness to start with. That's a pretty good feature. Let's see, what else you get? You get the imputed righteousness of Christ and his holiness. It's just put on you like a sticker on you. It's that's you now. Before you do anything right or you quit doing all the other stuff wrong, before you do anything. Well, it shows right here, Mr. Cooper, you've been upgraded to the new plan. Yeah, you're covered with righteousness. Yeah, it says that your plan... Yeah, you've got the righteousness and the holiness of Christ himself. Wow, you got the great plan. That's the kind of lingo we can use that people will understand. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Young, your plan don't include that. But for another $69 a month, we could add it. Right? We've all heard that nonsense. There's no add-ons to salvation. When you're born again, that's it. You are all set. Some of the other stuff we get is faith, hope, and love, all downloaded right into our permanent memory. It's all downloaded. It's all right in there. Our memory's rewrote with the fact that God loves us and he gives us faith. Again, faith and hope are like intertwined. They're almost like a coin. One side says this, the other side says this, but they're both about the same. Because if you have faith, you're believing for something to change. If you have hope, you're believing for something to change. When you're hopeless, you don't have either one. And I grew up in a ghetto. Ghetto isn't race. Ghetto is hopelessness. There's plenty of ghettos worldwide, and they're all different races and colors. It's hopelessness. We've got the answer for that. We've got the antidote for hopelessness. We can tell them, hey, let me share a plan for you. Let me help you get upgraded, updated. So after all that stuff, the other thing is, have you ever had an old phone, and you go to charge it, you don't have your charger, so asking people, and everybody goes, you're still using that kind of charger? I don't have any of those anymore. I threw all those away. It's like, oh, man. So your battery dies quick, the old phone, and almost nobody, nowhere you go, can you charge this thing. So you got to make sure you charge it at home or in your car or else you're out of luck. Right? I see everybody grinning. It's like, I know I'm hitting the button on this thing. The new plan, you can literally charge anywhere. It's completely wireless. And you can set in and get charged anywhere you go, anytime you go. You carry your charger with you. It's amazing. Simply buy. Do you know the new wireless chargers they have now? Which this ain't it, but I'll kind of pretend. where you kind of take your charger, you take your phone, and you just set it on the charger, and it charges. You don't have to plug anything. You just set it on there, and that thing charges. Do you know that as a born-again Christian, as soon as I set my heart on God, I get recharged? God invented setting it on and getting charged. These guys didn't invent that. God did. He said, if you'll set your heart on me and seek me, you'll find me. Whew. Wow. So the Holy Spirit, you know, I've talked to great salesmen. I've talked to horrible salesmen. The Holy Spirit is better than both. The Holy Spirit would be like the owner of the company and the inventor of the phone was walking with you, showing you how to use every single one. And when you can't figure it out, like sometimes I'm trying to figure it out and somebody's saying, now push this, now go back there. And I'm like, what? You do it. The Holy Spirit will say, okay, you try and do it. Okay, you can't do it. Here, let me help you. I'll take your finger and I'll do it. Here, I'll help you. I'll manipulate things in your life and I will inspire you so that all your apps work correctly. That's what the Holy Ghost does. It's amazing. So what about this battery? Well, now we've got this new spiritual battery that we literally can recharge at any time, anywhere, anytime we want. All we have to do is set our heart on God, and it charges. Lots of different ways you can do that. Man, like, for me, this is one of the best ways for me to recharge my batteries, be with you guys, and especially with worship in a group like this. This is the only time all week I get to do this. Now, I definitely worship at home. I crank up the stereo. I have a great time. But that ain't this. This is special. This is a unique time in my life every single week because I get to worship with you guys. So my battery gets charged. It gets recharged when I'm reading in the Word, too. Because sometimes I'm reading the Bible, and it's like the salesman, the programmer, the owner of the company standing right next to me going, that's specifically for you today, Mike. I put that app in just for you. I invented that just for you and where you're at and what you're going through. What? Yeah, everything on these phones, all this stuff, it's all generic. One size fits all. If you got the money, you get it, and then you put up with the good, bad, and the ugly. When you're born again, your born-again experience, your salvation is unique and different to you than every other person on this planet. God created you unique and different than all of us. He's got a call on your life. He's got an anointing on your life. You've got gifts, abilities, and a whole history that modified everything he put in you. So when you go talk to someone about a phone, it's going to be totally different than when I talk to them about a phone or when Matt does or when Lois does. All of us are unique and set up specifically by God to walk in all these things. It's awesome. No cords, no plugs, direct wireless connection to real power. That's being born again. That's the best thing that I can see. Some of the new features are really amazing, like being able to pray. And, I mean, maybe not every time, but most times when Christians pray, we get a sense that God's listening. Now, sometimes, if you're in a tough patch or a tough spot, sometimes it can feel like God's not listening. Sometimes it feels like you're praying to a room that you're in. But most of the time, man, it's like you're talking to him. He's listening. He'll start talking to you. You get in the Word. You read a promise. It's like, yeah, God's going to do that today. Yeah, that situation is going to change. He just refilled my battery. I'm fully charged now, and I got this promise. I'm going to see him do this thing. That's part of being born again. The recharge, simply by setting our life, our heart on God, plugs us into the ultimate charger in the universe, God Almighty. God Almighty. You think of all the people in your life whose battery needs a charge. Some of their batteries have died. They won't even hold a charge anymore. They need to get a new phone. They need to get upgraded to a new life, to a new born-again experience, because God says, well, I'll cut out your heart of stone, and I'll give you a brand new heart of flesh. So it's okay if their heart's rock solid, cold as ice. That's okay. It's been like that through all eternity before we know God. We have hard hearts, but God's got the antidote for that. Better battery life. Man, we can charge this thing just by setting our hearts on God. Last thing, how about coverage. Is there anything more frustrating than when you're talking to someone, especially an important phone call, and that's when it drops? I have Verizon. It doesn't seem to drop too many calls anymore. But I remember when cell phones first came out, it seemed like every time I was in an important conversation, the thing would hang up on it. And so I try to call them back, and it's busy because they're trying to call me back. So then you both stop trying to call each other back. Nobody's calling each other back. And then it was so frustrating. Coverage is important. And so some people think that God hides in church, and then we come into this building, then we get to experience God. It's like, We got total coverage. We got global coverage. I'm guessing that if you're on the space shuttle on some of these phones, if you're talking at liftoff, space shuttle. Seriously? If you're on one of these newfangled rockets that they're going up and down in now, and you're talking on a cell phone, there's going to be a while you're going up, you'll be able to talk on the phone. Till finally when you get too high up, then you're going to lose coverage. It's not like that with God. Even the guys that are hanging around on the space station still got total coverage with God. Many astronauts say, when you're up there and you're looking down here and you're looking out in the expanse, how can you not worship God? And these are some of the smartest scientists on the planet. But it's amazing. Psalm 57, verses 2 and 3 say this in the Message. Listen to this. I call out to high God, the God who holds me together. He sends orders from heaven and saves me. He humiliates those who kick me around. God delivers generous love. He makes good on his word. Wow. Most of the time when I need good coverage, I'm counting on coverage, it's because I'm in a tense situation and I'm trying to get a hold of my Creator, my Savior, and get his help in. Well, none of that's going to do any good if I can't reach him. I can promise you that you've got total coverage no matter where you're at, no matter where you find yourself this week, you got coverage. Some of the people that we talk to out there have really difficult lives right now, difficult jobs. Sometimes you talk to someone that really hates their job and they work at a tough place, they'll say, man, I go in there, I know God's not in there. It's like, well, if you're born again, he goes in there with you, right? You ought to get upgraded. Let me tell you about this plan. It's an amazing plan. It's total coverage all the time. Do you know our Wi-Fi signal? The Wi-Fi is another thing I find frustrating on phones because on one day, griping about my phone all day, one day I can be in here doing stuff on Wi-Fi. The next day I can't reach Wi-Fi. Same place, same building, same setup. It's crazy, but I'm not the smartest guy. I don't understand all this stuff. Our Wi-Fi in the kingdom is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can reach you wherever you're at. He's never has low signal, low strength, needs something else to broadcast his voice to us. We have total Wi-Fi with the Holy Ghost everywhere we go. So not only can we get wireless charging for our battery wherever we go, but we always have a solid signal from God Almighty speaking to us through Wi-Fi, the Holy Spirit. Total access, perfect coverage, direct access to customer support 24/7. What other plan do you have that? And by the way, you don't just talk to some guy that's in India that you can't understand. When you need help from God, you talk to him. There's no middlemen. There's no layers that you got to try to, well, can I talk to your boss? Can I talk to your supervisor? Well, maybe someone else can help me. Right? Come on, you guys. You guys have all said the same things I've said. Now, put the boss on. God Almighty answers when we talk to God. What a great, great setup we have. God pours out the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Is there anything more frustrating than trying to connect with someone when you can't in the midst of a situation? Like your car broke down, you got to get help, and I can't get any signal. Okay, can I use your phone? You ain't got no signal neither, right? But with God, it's like, no, I know I got signal. Lord, you see what's going on. Would you please help me? Would you please encourage me? Whatever's going on, total contact all the time. It's amazing. And Now, with all Wi-Fi, we all know there's a password, right? You got, if you ain't got the password, you can have super strong strength and still need the password. I really enjoy it. I'm somewhere in my house, and for some reason, now it says I have Wi-Fi, but I need to put the password back in, and I can't remember it. Am I the only one that has trouble remembering Wi-Fi passwords? How about at church, Mike? Well, yeah, I've forgotten this password sometimes, and then I have to go all the way back to my office to get that. God's Wi-Fi is so simple. You know what the password is? Jesus Christ is Lord. Works every time, everywhere, no matter what you're going through. When you say Jesus Christ is Lord, the Holy Ghost is right there saying, amen. Amen. I'm already here. What do you want to do? Need to download something? Need to upload? Let's do this thing. Let's go. You got total signal. Let's get it done. The Holy Spirit keeps us connected to God Almighty, to the boss, if you want to say. So, in closing, I know this was a short message, but I'm trying. My heart in this isn't some heavy-duty teaching. My heart in this is a new building to try to get us reinvigorated to evangelize people. Because in this day and age, if so many churches still aren't even meeting, if they are meeting, there's really strict social distancing, and some people have just like, you know, whatever, I'm not going to worry about church and any of that stuff until some of this stuff calms down and I know more of what's going on. Man, come on, church. If there was ever a time, ever, that we need to be telling people about Jesus Christ and finding ways that we can talk to them that they can understand and relate to, it's now. We got to do it. We got to do it. So I'm trying to keep this short, but sow some really good seed to get us going. You know what? I'm going to talk something about cell phone this week. When I get them interested, I'm going to go, it's just like being saved. What do you mean it's like saved? Well, this is that, that's that, and this is that. What kind of coverage you got? Oh, let me tell you about, you know, we'll be able to just go right into it. Simple, simple, simple. So it's total life-changing features. I got a new iPad for my birthday that's coming up. My old iPad has been like a real shiny brick for a while because they just haven't updated hardly any of the apps. So there's only like two things that work on it anymore. So going from that thing to this new gizmo, it's like, whoa, look at this thing and that. And, oh, this is just one button. Now I used to have to do all that. And it's like, man, we get saved. There's so much stuff that used to be frustrating, make us frustrated, make us depressed, make us angry, make us hopeless, that when we're with God, that stuff doesn't affect us like that anymore. It does affect us. But maybe on a bad day, I go down to level 2, not level 10. You know what I mean? And I don't stay there for 4 months. I stay there for an hour and a half, and I'm coming back up because I have good coverage. I reached out and talked to God. Wi-Fi works, and the Holy Ghost just poured out a sense of God's presence with me. I'm filled with faith and hope again. It really is amazing. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. How about you guys? I think it's important for us to be able to say that when we're talking to someone, you know, about salvation or church or whatever you think they can handle at the time. I think it's important to say, all I can say is changed my everything. Knowing Jesus Christ as my personal Savior has changed my whole life. And if we can say that, because have you ever talked to a salesman that doesn't believe in his product? I'm not buying that from you. You don't even like it. Why would I buy it? Right? And sometimes Christians, we almost look like we're embarrassed, and it's like, well, I go to church once in a while, but, you know, I don't know about some of that stuff, but I think I'm going to heaven. It's like, no, that I don't know what product that is, but that's not born-again Christian. We can be excited about what God's already done and what he's going to do in our lives. It's amazing. It's the best thing that's ever happened to us. Total access, perfect coverage, direct access 24/7 to customer support, speaking directly to the maker. There's no hoops, jumps, middlemen, nothing to deal with. We just get to talk to him. The only prerequisite, like I started out with Jeremiah 29, 11, 12, and 13, the only thing that we have to do to be able to find him is to try to find him. He says, if you'll seek me, you'll find me. That's the only, we don't have to get clean and shiny and quit that and start doing this and give that money and serve at church and that. We don't have to be good enough. God says, seek me and you'll find me. at, person that you're talking to, and you know, whoa, they're out there. Awesome. They're literally one prayer away from being connected to the living God. One prayer. One prayer. One prayer. It's amazing. People say, well, they can't believe in something that they can't see. Anybody ever been told that? You show me God and I'll believe in him. Oh, okay. Well, then you must not have a data plan on your phone, right? Have you ever seen data flying through the air? How many gigabytes did you see coming down to your phone? Then you must not use it. You don't believe in it. You can't see it. How about Wi-Fi? You must never use Wi-Fi. Anybody ever seen Wi-Fi coming down into their phone? Oh, but you believe in it and you use it. You use it daily. You use it everywhere you go. You click into Wi-Fi. Don't tell me you can't believe in something you don't see. Just because you ain't seen God doesn't mean he's not more real than Wi-Fi. If I go in there and I unplug our Wi-Fi broadcaster, our modem, guess what? I'm out of luck. Do you still believe in Wi-Fi even though there's no signal? No, you don't have Wi-Fi. Then let's start believing in God, because no one living's ever seen God, right? But he's more real than any Wi-Fi, any phone plan, anything you could ever get. How about just a phone call? Have you ever seen a phone call cruising through the air and then it hits your phone and so you answer it? It's like, oh, hey, Matt, you got a phone coming. Here comes a call. Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't for you. Oh, it was Lois's. Looked like it was coming to you. It's idiotic. We do all kinds of stuff in this world, saved and lost, with stuff that we've never seen, will never see, but totally trust it to make our lives better. Shoot, God's got this handled. Did you guys ever see a text being transmitted to you? Here comes a text. I don't want to get a text today. It's just how we think. This is what John wrote in 1 John chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this, we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. That's what we have seen. We've seen Jesus. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. I know as an early Christian, I came upon these verses, and they were life-changing for me at that time, because I'd walked with the Lord long enough to figure out that I, even being saved, I still wasn't perfect in some of my choices. And so I start getting condemned and a guilty conscience and all this big old mess. And it's like, pretty soon the devil's whispering in my ear, how do you know you're even saved, Mike? You're so mixed up in your thoughts now. You're so mixed up in all this. How do you even know that you're saved? And then I hit these verses. It's just absolutely, positively amazing. It says that we have seen and we testify that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. And whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him. Well, I knew for sure I had confessed Jesus as my Lord and Savior. That never changed. That never changed. So the Bible says, as long as I've done that, God abides in me and I'm abiding in God. And that's the message we can tell anybody, anywhere. You want hope? You want some your future? Do you need a new heart? Do you just, whatever their situation is, we can say, well, I can guarantee you your life will change right now today by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Get onto the eternal plan of salvation, and your everything will change. That we can honestly say that. That's the ground floor of what we're sharing with people. Then we can lay hands on and pray for them, watch the Holy Spirit touch them, bring hope to the hopeless, bring freedom to the captive, bring healing to the sick, open blind eyes, all that stuff. But it all starts out first off by saying, hey, you know what? Would you like to meet God? Would you like to get on God's good side? Well, what do you mean? Well, it's kind of like a phone. We go into that stuff. So it's as simple as this. The Bible promises that if we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, ask him to forgive our sins and help us to live for him, that God will literally come and abide, live in us. He will come and live in us. He says, and now we are wrapped up in him. It's the greatest message ever. So I just want to encourage everybody. Let's start trying to like refocus ourselves and the people in our lives, not to fill up this church. I think all of us have tried to do that over the years with varying levels of success. But let's look at people's faces and look at their eyes and see their condition and see who needs some help and who needs some hope, who needs to be told about life. And there's an answer right now in the midst of all this crazy. Oh, there's a sure answer that'll build your life, something that you can build your life on, and that's the rock, Jesus Christ. Amen? So I'm going to close this with prayer. Again, I just want to invite everybody. We got cookies up here. We got water. We got coffee. If you want, just go ahead and take one of these cups home. That's what they're here for, so you can have your coffee here, and you can take it home, whatever way you'd like to do it. But I just want to encourage you guys. I shared ideas today. You can modify this any way you want to fit in your life for the people around you. So just take that idea and try to come up with a plan that will work, that you'll be comfortable with, that you can share with people when you get an opportunity. When that door cracks open a little bit, well, hey, you know what? That reminds me of a plan. Phone plan's kind of like, and just go right into it, okay? Well, Father, I just thank you for today. Again, Lord, I just want to say thank you for every single person that's here today. I thank you for all that they add, all that they bring in. I thank you for the sum total that we are together. It's greater than our individual totals. When we add it all together, there's more here when we're together than when we're apart. And so, Lord, would you please bless us? I talked about a phone and phone plans, that stuff. You heard what I said. Lord, would you help each one of us now to dial this in, so to speak, to make this workable for us, something that we would want to share. And then help us, Lord, to talk to people in a way that they'll hear us and they'll hear you. I pray, Father, that you would help us to see the condition of the people around us. We're in here today smiling, sharing the time together. All of us got our batteries charged today. And, Lord, there's thousands of people out there that didn't get any of it. They're looking at another hard, difficult week coming at them. So, Lord, help us to see them in their condition and help us to share you with them. Would you please do this, Lord? Bless your flock in Jesus' name. Bless them. And, Lord, once again, I just want to lift up everyone that's part of this family that's sick today, no matter what it is, if they got a sore knee or if they got a sore throat or of whatever they got, Lord. I pray for your divine healing to come upon this family right now. And strengthen the flock. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If there's anyone here that would like an upgrade in their plan right now, just would like some prayer, come on up. We got plenty of time. Got done a little early today, so I'd love to spend time with anyone, everyone that would like prayer today. So if you want prayer, come on up.